Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 4th of July 1974. The title is Through the Elevated Stage of the Self, the Upheaval of Wasteful Thoughts Comes to an End. Through the Elevated Stage of the Self, the Upheaval of Wasteful Thoughts Comes to an End. Have you come close to your ultimate target? Can you see the signs of coming close to your ultimate target? Are you developing the double intoxication of the sign of coming close to your ultimate target? The first intoxication is of the karmatit stage, that is, to be beyond all karmic bondages, to be detached and have the elements working as instruments. In this way, you will experience the karmatit stage. You would not have to make the effort to become detached again and again. You will easily and naturally experience the one who is doing everything to be separate from the physical organs through which everything is carried out. The second intoxication is of becoming the masters of the world. You will experience that the physical costume is ready and visible in front of you. There will be the faith that your costume is ready and that in a short time you will simply have to put it on. You will very clearly see the new Satapradhan body that is complete with all virtues. Whilst walking and moving around, you will experience the happiness and intoxication that tomorrow you will leave your old body and adopt that new one. There will not be the slightest thought as to whether you will attain the deity status or not, or whether you will become a king or a subject. You will clearly be able to see it in front of you. Today you are this, and tomorrow you are to become that. Because of being yogyukt through the third eye of knowledge, that is, because of being a constant yogi, because the line of the intellect is clear, and because of being victorious due to having faith in the intellect, you will experience that you have adopted this costume many times, and that now all you have to do is to put it on. There will be firm faith and you will have a very clear vision. Whilst there is fluctuation in the intellect of whether you will become something or not, there will also be this fluctuation in your stage. The more you stabilize yourself in your original stage and your elevated stage, the more you become the embodiment of knowledge and have a stage that is complete with all virtues, unshakable, stable, firm and constant, the more the fluctuation in your thoughts will finish. You saw that for Sakar Baba and Mama, there was no fluctuation in their intoxication, even in thought. They had completely unshakable and firm faith and were carefree. The sign of intoxication will be the experience of firm faith and being carefree. Together with this, you will be free from being attacked or defeated by Maya in any way. You will be free from the weak thought as to whether Maya will defeat you or whether you will be victorious or not, because you will be able to see it in front of you. Do you have this experience? Do you have the worry of the weak thought that perhaps Maya will come, that perhaps you will become weak, or whether you will be successful or not? You do not waste your time and energy under the influence of the evil spirit of this fear, do you? To have such a weak thought means that by having a doubtful thought within yourself, you will never become perfect. By having the thought of this one evil spirit, you invoke the other evil spirits of Maya. That is, you give this thought some space in your intellect, and with this one thought, you invite many others. This is why you must remove the evil spirit of fear from your intellect. How can there be the remembrance of the Father as long as there is this evil spirit? The remembrance of the Father and an evil spirit cannot stay together in one place. Therefore, there is the saying that an intellect that has faith is victorious. Have the faith, awareness and power that you have belonged to Baba many times and that you have been a conqueror of Maya many times, and so why should it be difficult to become this now? Do you not have the clear awareness that you, the elevated soul, have played the part of being victorious many times? If you do not have this clear awareness, it proves that you have not made yourself clear to the Father. Because you have concealed yourself from the Father for some reason, this evil spirit of fear also remains concealed within you. Because of the lack of faith in whatever I am, whoever I am, I belong to the Father, you do not have the faith that you have become this many times. So, first of all, check whether you have made yourself clear to the Father, or do you just please yourself and the Father, thinking that Baba is Jani Janananhar anyway, and that he knows everything? Is Baba not aware of the fact that he knows? You become the teachers of the teacher of the world. Has the Father forgotten that you remind him? This is why there is the godly discipline or maryada, that anyone who misses observing even one discipline or maryada cannot become maryada purushottam, that is, the most elevated ones through following the highest code of conduct. Therefore, resolve the reason for your excuses. Just consider this. Because of hiding one thing from the Father, you have accumulated 100,000-fold burden for yourself. You make many mistakes because of one mistake. And because of disobeying one maryada, you then disobey many maryadas. If you haven't lightened yourself from the accumulation of the burden of so many 100,000-fold, how can you then move forward in the stage of ascent and come close to your target? In the world outside also, what title is given to someone who conceals something? Anyone who conceals even a little thing would be placed in the list of thieves, would he not? So whilst you have such sanskars of lying to Bap Dada or making do with something, do you know how much sin you accumulate? A lot of such negative activity is shown to the Father. Those who show such activity can never become those with elevated activity. Because you consider Baba to be the Lord of the innocent ones, you think that something can remain concealed or that it doesn't matter. Although in the form of the Father, he is the Lord of the innocent ones, nonetheless, in order to enable you to settle your accounts, he is also lawful. So, what will you do at that time? Will you be able to conceal yourself at that time? Will you be able to save yourself then? Check the many types of burdens you have. From Amritvela, there are many godly disciplines and maryadas, And you are also aware how many maryadas you have disobeyed during the day. For each maryada, there are marks of attainment. Together with that, there is also the account of burden on your head. Even for a maryada which you consider to be ordinary, there are marks for its attainment and also the account of burden. By wasting the treasures of your thoughts, words, time, and powers, you accumulate the burden of waste. Just as when you waste anything or any food of the yajna, you accumulate a burden. Baba has given you this time of this life of having died alive for world service. All powers have been given to you for the self and for the benefit of the world. The mind has been given to you to have pure thoughts, and that body has been given to you for doing the service of bringing benefit to the world. Therefore, are the body, mind, and wealth you have given to Baba yours? Whatever you have given to the Father now belongs to the Father, does it not? Baba has then given them to you for world service. The mind has been given to you so that you can purify the atmosphere and the environment by using your elevated thoughts. In the same way, if you use a godly gift, that is, something given to you by God in a wasteful way, would you not accumulate a burden? Nowadays, the little prasad, that is, the holy food offering that is received from the non-living idols in the temples, is never wasted. If even one particle drops at their feet, it is considered to be a sin, and it is then accepted by giving it the respect of raising it to the forehead. They will try to use the prasad in the most worthwhile way by distributing it to as many as possible and not waste it in any way. That mind and body, which is the supreme prasad offered to the supreme soul, has been given to you by the Father, and so would you not accumulate a burden by wasting it? Just as the speed of time is accelerating, in the same way, the speed of attaining or creating a burden through your effort is also accelerating. This is known as the depth of the philosophy of karma. Today, Baba has told you about the philosophy of karma through which you will be able to attain salvation. Now, do you understand what are the signs of coming close to your target? And also, the method to come close to your target? Bab Dada also has mercy to make everyone complete and perfect now. However, even the Creator is bound by the bondage of maryadas and godly disciplines. Even Baba cannot disobey the maryadas. Baba has to observe the principle of whoever does something receives the return of it. Yes, there is scope for him to a hundredfold return of one. By your maintaining courage, he can help, but he cannot do anything else. Achha. To such souls who maintain courage and enthusiasm, to those who are victorious on the basis of having faith in the intellect, to the souls who have come close to their target, to those who constantly maintain their intoxication, to the souls who constantly make the waste powerful, to the souls who are the embodiment of success by using their every second and every thought in a worthwhile way, Bab Dada's love, remembrances, good night, and namaste. ओम शांति।